JEH.
Yeah, Don, that is correct. We'll just drop out from Central Michigan for, we do a little extra training tonight, and then, so it might be a couple hours, like 5 to 8 maybe. We'll drop off the Central Michigan network, and then sometime after 8 o'clock, I make sure I get it back on before I go back, go to bed or anything, turn in for the night. But we just turn it back on, and then it's linked to all the other Central Michigans. But, yeah, it's just kind of a regular thing. In fact, at one point we had a timer on it, and we'll probably end up doing that again. Of course, in the springtime you can't do that for the Skywarn. You got to just do it as needed, of course. But, yeah, kind of a routine thing. And I'm not big on All-Star, but apparently even though we disconnect, you could connect an All-Star node and still participate in our net remotely. It is possible.
I think I'm not sure all that, all these links and that, but you know, some of it I kind of understand. All the information about the links and that, and but this is a good repeater. I'm impressed with it. So it does very well. You know, if I could get somebody far away enough, that's what I like to do, go the distance and take it for granted. If I hear somebody as far as South Florida, that'd be, oh yeah, I don't think he'd go that far. I'm sure they hear us talking, but I heard somebody that don't go that far up, and they could probably talk this way, but I don't know if they'd reach up to Michigan if they could.